Part 27, Chapter 5. Lord Schleem was making very sure that he was the last to leave the room. He wanted nobody left in here. He had noticed that the room had a door and that it had a lock. By leaving last, he could quite naturally close the door and turn the lock. That would be one less door he would have to watch, and he could be certain that nobody lurked in this nearly soundproof room to see what would go on and leap out to surprise him. All the other emissaries filed out. As the one deepest in the room, it was natural that he be the last to leave. The devil had tagged after them, and he was gone. The small gray men had departed. But this confounded host! The elderly man in the fancy Chinese gown seemed to have accumulated some papers, and they were on the floor beside the chair where he had sat. Guest lists, of course. And one must have fallen back of the chair, for he was searching it out. He finally found it, and then stood there going over it, evidently rehearsing some hard-to-pronounce names. So Schleem had to pretend that he had misplaced something, and stood there going through his pockets and looking thoughtful. It was a bit of a strain, waiting the host out. The man did not seem to notice him, but just stood there, running a finger down a list and muttering. Fine time to rehearse, thought Schleem, acidly. In another few moments, his own delay would become noticeable. But he had to be sure this was an empty room. Too soundproof. And it might have screens in it. He looked about. There was a device in one upper corner. Could it be a viewing device? Hard to tell. Bad light. This projector might also be a viewer. No, he better wait in case somebody should look in here. At last. The host moved with a sort of sailing walk up the aisle to the door, still muttering over his list. Schleem went along right behind him. The Tolnep was almost to the door, was even reaching to close it, when the host stopped. Lord Schleem, almost in the doorway now, eyes only for the door, was distracted by two technicians appearing. The same technicians who had set up the projector. They were rushing in to move it. The collision was sudden and violent. The scepter flew from Schleem's hand. A technician caught a glimpse of fangs right in front of his face and raised his arm. Unable to check its forward crush, the technician's heavy sleeve banged into Schleem's mouth. The reaction of a Tolnep was inevitable. He bit. He bit hard and repeatedly, hissing in rage as he struck. With a yell, the technician reeled back. He staggered away, holding his sleeve close to his body with the other hand, and vanished into another doorway. The second technician was chattering horrified apologies in some tongue. Chinese? He reached down and picked up a gold object from the floor and shakingly handed it to Schleem. Schleem gripped it. He felt the perforations at the top and the rings at the bottom. He straightened up his glasses and heaved a sigh of relief. At least the scepter was secure.